Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is, What Fire Do You Need?
The gospel is Luke 12, verses 49 to 53. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. I just changed the picture for the background of my computer. And it's a picture that I took last year about this time of a tree absolutely bursting with the color red. It's almost as if the tree is on fire. It's just that brilliant. Almost every day we hear about and see pictures of the fires that are plaguing our countryside. And in today's gospel, Jesus tells the apostles that he came to set the world on fire, and not a few little embers, but blazing. With these images, it's not hard to imagine the power and destruction that blazes can bring. So what kinds of fires is Jesus talking about? Well, imagine the fire that destroys our pride, our desire for power, our need to be right. Imagine the fire that destroys the walls that we erect to separate us from people who are different from us. Imagine the fire that destroys the stubbornness that keeps us from listening to the cry of the poor or the needs of creation. These are the kinds of fires that our world needs now, and we know that we don't go through these fires alone. Jesus accompanies us, looking at each one of us with love and his desire that we will be the love, that we will love the way he has loved, with an ever-consuming desire to accept, to welcome, and to care for others. We know Jesus's prophecy that he will bring division has been fulfilled even within our own churches and families. These damaged relationships are hurtful and confusing, and yet we know that from death can come new life, and that in the spring, the leaves that fell from my beautiful tree will once again grow, and that from the blazes around the countryside will arise new growth and habitat. From the fire of Jesus' love will rise the phoenix of acceptance, humility, and courage. I pray today that you and I will feel these flames of the deep love in our hearts.